Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Years ago, before video games, smartphones, and tablet computers, kids used to play Let's Pretend. Perhaps you can remember back that far, fighting pirates in the Caribbean, riding wild horses, or discovering buried treasure. For just a few moments, pretend we can turn back the calendar some 2,000 years and walk the streets of ancient Ephesus, one of the most beautiful cities in the Roman world. Pretend you can walk down the Lycaon Road, known as Main Street from the north. At the end of the street on your right is Celsus Library, containing more than 200,000 volumes. Then there is City Hall nearby, and the great amphitheater seating 25,000 people. Also, the great Temple of Diana, one of the wonders of the ancient world. Today we can go beyond pretending, based on the archaeological ruins which have been reconstructed as a shadow of the city's former self. But the ruins let us know that this was a power city when Paul visited there long ago with his companion and friend Barnabas. When Paul preached there, a church was born, a good one too. From Rome he wrote the letter that we know as Ephesians in the New Testament. He commended them for their good works. But then a generation passed and something happened. Their ardor cooled off. They became preoccupied with other things. A generation passed. Then towards the end of the first century, John on the Isle of Patmos had a vision. And in this vision, God spoke to this very church. In spite of what was still good, and there were many things in that category, he chided them, "Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love." Could that be said of many churches? I mean, today, perhaps even the one you attend. A generation ago, it was a growing, exciting place to be. Today, the doors are closed after weekend services. The midweek prayer meeting disappeared a generation ago, and things are predictably boring. Could the fact that we've lost our first love account for the fact that half of the people who own Bibles never read them? About half of born-again Christians ever share their faith with anyone. Apparently, we're not sharing it with our children either, because the percentage of 13 to 18-year-olds who identify as atheist is double that of the general population. What is first love? First love is that deep, intoxicating devotion to Jesus Christ, which resulted from knowing your sins were forgiven and God now accepts you as a son or daughter. It was the warmth of devotion you first had when you surrendered your life to the Lord, when you couldn't stay away from Bible study or worship, when you read your Bible for 10 minutes and discovered an hour had gone by because you were so mesmerized by it. If you can hardly ever remember your first love, then what? How do we recover what we've lost? The way back is found in three words. 1, remember. 2, repent. 3, return. It's that simple. You find the formula in the second chapter of the book of Revelation, the last book in the New Testament. Remember what you have been saved from. Repent, which means turn around and go the opposite direction. 3, return, as Revelation 2:5 says. Repent and do the things you first did. The fire can be rekindled. You don't have to pretend.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.